in the upper 20s.
Currently 37 degrees and raining in Lynchburg, 36 and raining in Bedford. We have 38 in Danville, Salem, and Roanoke. Lots of rain, varying degrees of rain throughout the listening area this morning.
It is 8:06. Dr. Bob Denton, he joins us here on occasion every other week or sometimes every week, depending on the needs of this radio show and what's going on in the state and nationally. He's the director of School of Communications at Virginia Tech and the W. Thomas Rice Chair. Good morning, Dr. Denton.
Good morning. Good morning.
So it's good to have you. We've got a lot going on. We have an added guest in the studio this time, getting to talk to you, Trey Watkins, who joins us almost every Thursday. So we had a lot going on in the last few days here in the state, as far as Governor Youngkin and of course Joe Biden giving that 2-hour long press conference yesterday. Let's dive into the state first. How do you think Governor Youngkin is doing so far?
Well, clearly, I was moved by the inauguration. Thought it was a wonderful presentation and speech. Mm-hmm. I continue to be impressed with him, both in terms of his content, knowledge, and skill. You would not know that he had not been in the public arena at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, though, this mask mandate is the first major test of the administration. It's also, from my perspective, a major distraction for the legislative agenda. He campaigned in terms of, yes, supporting masks, encouraging vaccination, but no statewide mandates. Let localities manage the various issues. And now here we are with legal issues, lawsuits, safety issues. He's activated the Democrats, who are already in the Senate, are doing a great deal of pushback and will continue in terms of the legislation. And so I have to tell you, in some ways, he is doing statewide mandates, whether it's about vaccinations and about the mask. And so there's a difference between campaigning, talking to your constituencies, and governing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed. I thought that he could have a very strong statement in terms about parents. And that's why you have local school boards. That's mm-hmm. why there are local elections. That's why school boards have hearings. But so I think it was a strategic mistake right here that's dominating the news and the headlines rather than the legislative agenda, which now the Democrats have their backup. So I think it was a misstep.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think he and look, I said on the show on Monday that I think this should be left up to the individual schools. If the parents and the administration agree that there needs to be a mask mandate, then have a mask mandate. But if you don't, then don't.
And look, it's kind of complicated. My sister is an elementary teacher, double vaccinated, booster, and of course right now she's sick as a dog with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Look, which is more important, having the schools open and having the kids there, and then or the safety, and I don't know if I was a teacher. Well, I wouldn't be a teacher. God bless them, but it puts them in a horrible kind of situation. And of course, my sister's my brother-in-law is extremely sick as of last night, as it relates to the congestion. And of course, obviously, he caught it. He also fully vaccinated with the booster. Look, this is kind of a complicated kind of issue, but it's real. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit surprised at the direction that the governor took. So a little bit disappointed there. I think it's going to impact going forward in terms of legislative agenda. A lot of the things he wants now, we see exactly the Senate is going to kill.
And
from the beginning, it's divided government. So
but you've
that's
got,
just me.
You've got Virginia Tech no longer requiring COVID vaccinations or mandatory testing. A lot of these folks are kind of going in that direction anyway. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
But that was a result of the governor's executive orders. Now we were 90-some% vaccinated,
right?
Among the faculty, actually, in some ways, in Montgomery County, the safest place to be is on campus, quite frankly. But I've got faculty who are very concerned, who are mandated to teach in person, trying to bring that experiential back to the classroom environment. But again, how much is the risk? Which is more important? It can't be all or none. And very few things are.
Right.
And so it's problematic. It's problematic.
Okay. All right. One of the things that we were talking about prior to coming on with you was there are some residents in Richmond who are now wanting to take the statue situation to the Supreme Court. The Richmond residents living near the site where the Confederate Robert E. Lee statue stood for more than a century are asking the Supreme Court to look at this. Of course, they are citing that Virginia promised to maintain the statue in 1887. The Supreme Court of Virginia said that that no longer applies as values and public policy change. So that was removed in September. They're saying that this decision has longer impact because if this Virginia decision is followed, every contract entered into by state government can be abrogated when a governor or court, not the legislature, decides that the contract violates public policy. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I'm not an attorney, and thankfully I don't play one on television or radio, and so it's kind of hard to judge. It's a divisive issue. We know that most Supreme Courts, whether it's state or at the national level, I must tell you, one of the biggest realities I had as a undergraduate, because I thought when the Supreme Court decision, there it is. And I started reading Supreme Court decisions, and they're opinion pieces. They're op-eds when you read them. It's just their particular view and how they interpret the law. And so it does swing from side to side and different perspectives. And so it'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure how it would turn out. But the current environment, I don't know that it's going to be very successful.
Now, Trey, we were talking about this. As a African-American man, conservative man, they have taken down these statues and they've replaced them with other statues, statues depicting slavery.
Yeah, that's part of reason why I strongly disagree with the removal of the statues, because it takes us down a slippery slope. And then I'm just even more disappointed that when you take down a statue, and I've heard many arguments about why so many people felt strongly about them coming down. And it was because they said, oh, well, when I drive down Monument Avenue and I see that statue, you know,
just makes
I get
you feel
so
terrible.
Offended,
yeah.
Because it reminds me of oppression. It reminds me of slavery. It reminds me of our ancestors that, you know, went through such a horrific experience here in America. And then you replace one of those statues, you know, with a slave that's, you know, breaking from the chains, right? So it's now a freed slave. However, it just symbolically and based on the arguments that they were making, I look at a statue like that, I'm like, man, I'm actually far more offended. I've never looked at a Confederate statue or any kind of statue and been offended. That's just me.
It's a dude on a horse.
Until the TV and the media started bringing it up, I've never met anybody that was offended by a statue. And now I could be wrong. You know, I'm pretty sure maybe some people are, but I never heard people talking about it. I never cared. You know, if someone wants to put up a statue about something and that's what they strongly believe in, and they want to take the time to raise the money because those things are expensive. Mm-hmm. If you want to take the time to get all that done because you felt like somebody's worthy enough to get that done, then hey,
right.
More power to you. However, you know, when I go to put my statue up, I don't want to hit that either. So it's like, just leave the statues alone.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a totally unnecessary fight that has ended in death.
Right.
It has ended in attempts
division.
To destroy
yeah.
My alma mater at VMI. You know, they've threatened to pull state funds. I mean, it's gotten so ugly and nasty over what, man, a statue. It's very similar to this silly voting legislation in Congress right now. It's a sham of a whole debate. You know, it's not even real.
Right.
Please show me the people that couldn't vote when they wanted to vote.
Right.
Since when? I mean, this is the same legislation, the laws that got Barack Obama elected twice. Mm-hmm. Same got twisting. Trump and, you know, Biden elected the highest, the record amount of turnout. It's right. Just, it's silly.
Yeah, he said voter suppression. You know, the president was asked yesterday, Dr. Denton, about his, you know, let's say dividing speech that he gave in Georgia, and then he sort of denied it right there on the spot. We played the speech right after he denied it, and then we went back a week and played that. How do you think the president did yesterday, and do you see him really moving at all towards unity if he doesn't get his own way?
No, I was shocked yesterday that he would go almost 2 hours. He had some strong parts, weak parts. He had some reasonable questions, and then some questions that I think were a little bit insulting and what have you. And so if I was among his staff, I would have been horrified that he, one, was there so long, two, was off script. Mm-hmm. I think what you're going to see now is an incremental presidency. And he did talk about his strategy. It was very clear. I'll take one little thing at a time. It's mm-hmm. going to be a piecemeal approach going forward. And you saw the good, the bad, and I won't say the ugly, but he is very vulnerable. And so I don't think that he really overall helped himself yesterday in totality. Reinforced some of the elements. He was reflective, but you also saw some of the vulnerabilities that were there. And he was all over the place.
Right. Well, let's talk about, before we let you go, who is shining pretty brightly in the Commonwealth. Mieres and Winsome Sears, they've been getting a lot of the spotlight as it's been shared a lot with Governor Northam. What do you feel about their performance in this first week in office?
Well, he's a real champion. Very impressed. He certainly has very articulate going forward. He's bold, and I certainly think that, as he says, a new sheriff's in town. Mm-hmm. And so it's very impressive, and it's certainly from what he campaigned on. Lieutenant Governor, now she's quite something too. Mm-hmm. I am part of her admiration club without question. But now she's going to be a little bit hard to, quote, manage in a way. She's got ahead of the governor a little bit there in terms of, well, I think we'll hold funding from those schools with masks. Oh, ooh, don't talk to the administration. Be very careful. And look, there are some laws on the book. The mask thing is a legal issue surrounding that in terms of operation. So she's fascinating. Love her story. Her America is my America. But I think she's going to be quite interesting to watch.
Yeah. It's not going to be boring.
And might set some things off from time to time.
Could be. It'll be exciting to watch, that's for sure. Dr. Bob, thank you so much for joining this morning on the Morning Jam. As always, we appreciate your insight and your thoughts.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you so much. Enjoy.
Dr. Bob Denton from Virginia Tech. Trey, you want to hang out one more segment?
Sure. All right.
It's 8:19 on the Morning Jam. We do have to get a life hack in there somewhere. Maybe the life hack would be to look what you've said the week before. That could be good advice to the president. That way you don't step on your own words later on in front of the whole world. And especially,
I don't have any life hacks that can save Biden. Sorry. I'm not a miracle worker here, brother.
Okay. We'll be right back.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense?
You want answers?
Then you found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Kenny Loggins, 823. One of the songs that was played to get Noriega out of the you know, the Vatican's embassy there to try to get him to surrender. That song, the let's see, it was the oh shoot, I what's that?
You played some of them earlier.
Yeah,
in the week.
Did. That was they've all. I know the artists. You've got Kenny Loggins. You've got Rick Ashley. You know, never gonna.
Yeah, they Rickrolled
him. They Rickrolled him. That was our favorite one out of mm-hmm. four. Oh, Van Halen's Panama was one of the songs.
They just played them over and over and over. Yeah. Until the Vatican went, stop it.
Tom Petty's song.
Stop it.
Refugee.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Those four songs. That could be on my playlist. I'd be okay with that.
Could be.
Got Trey Watkins in the studio with us.
And we're talking about the work that Governor Youngkin, newly appointed governor of the Commonwealth, is making some changes. He has appointed a new director of diversity and inclusion. And, of course, it's called... diversity, equity, and inclusion. I know how much you love that word.
Yeah, of course, of course. Just love some equity.
Love you some equity. He's introducing legislation to change the name of the office to the Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion Office. What do you think about that?
I think it's a step in the right direction. We have to get off this equity nonsense. It is... very clear that it's flat out racist. You if you discriminate based on the color of someone's skin,
regardless of what that color is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's not only racist, it's just a terrible idea. You know, what it's insinuating is that people of the same skin color are all the same. Mm-hmm. And that's about as racist of anything you can think or say. Mm-hmm. To say that, oh, all black people, you know, have
fill
to
in
be,
the blank.
Right.
Yeah.
Like stop. Stop. You can't say that you believe in diversity and equity. Think about it. Diversity means you believe that people are different
right.
within the same group that you identify.
That's right.
How could you then have equity? You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
right.
it's total nonsense, and it's a push that's you know unfortunately come from the far left. It's meant to divide, and it's meant to honestly keep the African American voters and that 90 plus, you know, percentile of voting in favor of the Democrats. What terrifies the Democrats more than anything is the rise of black conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
The more that black people continue to
but
rise.
It shouldn't. And, I mean, well, I guess it should concern them, but yeah. It should be. And again, we're saying conservatism, not Republican.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, people understanding
small government.
Small right. government, yeah. Freedom, you know, independent thought.
Yeah, free enterprise.
Right.
You know.
All of that. Well, we'll see. Angela Saylor is her name.
She's had some good experience.
I hope she does
experience.
Okay. I hope she does well. You know, we need some change in Virginia. We have so many. It's such a just a toxic mindset, man, when it comes to, you know, that equity stuff. And it's just that mindset. I run into so many people that, you know, it's just like strong men too that just end up like arguing like a victim. It's like, and like I was on Facebook. Matter of fact, I posted a picture of Winsome Sears, you know, on my Facebook page when she was getting sworn in, and you know, and I said like, oh man, like she is my hero. Like I'm so proud of her and the others. But wow, to see a black female conservative in that position and doing so well, she's everything for this ticket for Mayorkas and Biden. Mm-hmm. She's everything that we hoped Kamala Harris was going to be for Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
isn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, wow, in Virginia, in my state, I'm so, every time I see her, I'm so proud. I posted a picture, you know, and I didn't say much. I didn't say anything controversial mm-hmm. or just, you know, it's a happy day. Good day to be in Virginia. Man, some guy posted on my posted a picture on my post with like a black guy taking like a white chalk thing and painting his face white and put
did
and
not.
Said clown show on that.
Oh,
right?
Oh wow.
And I was like, you know, and I tried to give him an out. I was like, oh, you must be. I assume that you're referring to the outgoing administration, you
right?
Know, when you
exactly.
say clowns, right? You know, and he's like, oh, he started going at me, and I'm like, so I posted a picture of course, of Ralph Northam
and his black face.
I'm like, mm-hmm. this looks like a clown to me, you know?
That's right.
I mean, you know, and,
you know, it's just it's a
crazy,
shame
man.
That you can't have, you just can't have civil conversations anymore.
Yeah, but at this point, it's people like Winston Sears that's tearing down that narrative, and that's what I appreciate, because it's not easy being a black conservative. You talk about, like, this whole voter suppression thing. What's right. interesting is that you know what real voter suppression is? The way that the liberal Democrats and the progressives bully and attack African-American voters who are considering being
voting
Republican and conservative. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a legitimate racist attack
and
voter suppression.
And you're called names. Well, even
the most blatant,
President of the United States. You ain't black.
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't black.
And it's
you don't vote
for me. I mean, think about how that makes somebody feel. Like, you know, it's rarely talked about. I don't even want to go on a little, oh, woe is me. I ain't no victim.
Sure.
You know, so I'm blessed. I'm doing great. But I'm like, it's frustrating. And that's why I'm so excited about Winston Sears, because there's a huge movement, and I've been talking about it, and they get the most hate. You see,
we saw it. We saw it with Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah,
we saw it with
exactly.
Dr. Carson,
exactly.
One of the most intelligent men ever.
Yeah, I got a chance
to run
meet
as
Ben
president.
Carson. I was so proud. And that's what I'm saying.
He has been nothing but disrespected, and they have gone
the
after him.
Candace Owens is another person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The most disrespected personality figure that's out there. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, but they're paving. They are paving the way for other young black conservatives and people of color.
It's inspired me
to come up.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it was bad when they went after Ben Carson because he was changing the drapes in his office, and it come to find out that the budget money was already set aside from the previous administration. So that didn't even stick.
You know, remember how he treated Tim Scott after that speech?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 8:31. CBS News Brief is coming next. Trey, thanks as always for being with us.
No problem at all.
It's the Morning Jam. Yes.
Hold, please.
Hold, please.
Here I am. I'm here. Here I am. It's all good.
We try to do things during the break, like walk around. To get
potty,
the blood flowing.
Potty breaks.
Yes,
just saying.
Exactly.
37 in Lynchburg and Bedford. Looks like we still have rain falling.
Okay.
39 in Salem and Roanoke, and 38 in Danville.
Okay. Well, we're not Buzz Aldrin. We're not wearing those special suits.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Do your news story.
Okay. Hey, if you want to hear about Buzz, go to our Morning Jam Eye Opener. Go to SoundCloud, type in the Morning Jam Eye Opener, today's date. And no, that is not our spaceship getting ready to kick off. It is our coffee maker, and that means goodness is on the way.
Yeah, I'm out of coffee, and we've had a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, my gosh,
it's
been a busy day.
I need my fix.
A lot of interviews to slice and dice up later. But
hey, we say all the time, it's like we're sitting around the kitchen table.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon to hear that in the background.
That's
You're lucky
true.
I don't have bacon frying. So.
Okay, I got to stop. Get to my story. The Bedford County Sheriff's Office is asking for our help to find a man that has been missing since the 15th of January, just a few days ago, according to the post on the Bedford County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. James Carey Mitchell, he's 41, has been reported missing. His car is a white GMC Yukon with Virginia tags, and it's kind of a neat little acronym, Mr. SJCM. MRSJCM, white Yukon, GMC. If you see that around with that license tag, Mitchell has brown hair and blue eyes and has a lot of tattoos with his initials and a teardrop near his right eye. He's about 5'7", weighing about 185 pounds. If you know of any of the whereabouts of this young man, please let the Bedford County Sheriff's Office know at 540-586-7827.
Well, we have some help coming for new options for frustrated parents coming to the Bedford area. Free State Academy, we talked to them yesterday on the air. They're starting a pilot program for children K through 12. Mm-hmm. It's going to start this spring.
Okay.
And they're going to be hosting an 8-week program, which will incorporate 3 attendance options for parents to choose from. It'll be open 5 days each week during traditional school hours. They are working very hard at keeping this free, which is an amazing thing. If you want to find out more, perhaps you want to participate in this, an informational meeting is being held tonight at 7 p.m. at Timber Ridge Baptist Church. That's 3234 Timber Ridge Road. That's in Bedford. And if you want more details, you can go to freestateacademy.org and find out about this this pilot program, this new option for parents and students who are trying desperately to get back on track educational-wise during this pandemic. This may be just the thing for you if you're in the Bedford and surrounding areas.
Okay. Breaking the fourth wall of news here. We've got a bacon-breaking news story.
Of course, what makes breakfast in bed so special is you're lying down and eating bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like...
That is like your favorite bacon! Gaffigan thing.
I love Jim Gaffigan and I love bacon. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Do you have a bacon story?
No. I mean, just...
You just randomly played that. Does it tie into anything?
Well, I mean, I am...
I thought you were going to talk about pancake again. I wasn't really sure where you were going there.
Bacon raking news. Oh, I did have the pancake story earlier. Richmond Firehouse is displaying a little dog, little puppy. He's pit bull. He's probably 40-some pounds.
I want a pit bull. Yeah. I want a blue and white Stafford.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, they're hosting this dog.
I've been talking to Mr. Rose about it.
Have you?
Yeah.
A dog named Pancake at this particular firehouse in Richmond looking for a forever home. So, yeah, I'll tell you a ride down to Richmond. Mm-hmm. There's only, 38 firehouses.
Just go
to each one and thank them for their service until you get to the right one. Find the dog, adopt it, drive home, and make everybody happy.
And then
you can make some bacon.
Maybe. We mentioned the Free State Academy a few minutes ago.
Yep.
If you're interested in hearing more of an in-depth conversation about that, we do have that on our SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's our SoundCloud. We interviewed those folks yesterday, Mary and Caleb. They did a great job. Go to the Morning Jam on VTRN. Get to SoundCloud first. Type in the Morning Jam on VTRN and start typing in yesterday's date, 1-19-22 or hyphen, and it'll autofill and the interview will be sitting right there for you to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a lot of information. I'm just blown away by how these folks have gotten together, and it's a good kind of blown away. Some good things could be happening and starting actually here and spreading, hopefully, like wildfire across the state, then the nation.
Well, it is Thursday. That means we have some life hacks for you today. Because we're so close to our five and dine, I thought I'd do some food hacks today.
Ooh, let's do it. All right. Write this down. Let me click my pen three times.
Well, I've shared some of the most popular food hacks we've shared, or some of the most popular life hacks we've shared have been food related.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me messages after I talked about how you steam eggs to boil them rather than just boil them straight up, and putting baking soda in the water just makes a huge difference. So this morning we're going to do some food life hacks for you, including if you love mango, and I do love mango. It can be a pain
to try to peel it.
Right.
Yes.
But there's something you can do that will make that process easier. You can take a glass, just a regular drinking glass, and if you cut that mango in half, and then you start at the bottom of the mango, and you just scoop it up, you can scoop out that entire mango, get all of the peel off of it, and you've just got that beautiful mango in your glass. You just drop it right down in there.
Interesting.
It is. It's pretty cool. So that's one. Another one, if you are worried about your cookies getting stale.
Yes, I am.
Nobody, like, they last long enough to get stale at your house. That's adorable. Anyway, that's cute. Keep cookies soft by adding a piece of bread to the airtight container.
Really?
And they will stay fresh for days later.
Does it matter what kind of bread? Like, nope. You can use whole wheat or white or whatever?
Same thing is true for...
Maybe that's why it's called Wonder Bread. It's got other uses.
Well, maybe. You can also do this with brown sugar. I've been doing that for years.
Okay.
With brown sugar.
All right.
It will... you can put it into brown sugar that's getting hard.
Right.
And the brown sugar takes out the moisture from the bread.
Interesting.
And it softens it back up. And, of course, the bread's ruined, but yeah. So there you go.
How about that?
There's you some life hacks this morning.
Lordy be.
That are food related as we go into.
You can make French toast then or something. I don't know.
No, that piece of bread's gone.
And then fry it with bacon!
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
And I haven't even had the coffee that you're making over
I'm
there.
Not giving you any of the coffee I'm making. So there. We have Five and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Have some great deals this week. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. One of the things they have on sale this week is a pork loin. Mm. And we've been talking about how to make the most out of those food dollars as the cost of food has gone up quite a bit.
Sure.
We've been sharing recipes for pork loin for the last few days because you can buy one pork loin and get very diverse meals throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And you won't even realize that you're eating the same protein every day. Today we're doing a pork tenderloin in a creamy mushroom sauce. It's a pasta dish and it is pretty yummy. You're going to start by cutting your pork medallions. You're going to want them to be about an inch thick there.
Okay.
And then you're going to toss them. You can either do this, I've done it in a paper bag or a Ziploc, but you're going to mm-hmm. put in some flour, some garlic seasoning mm-hmm. and paprika, salt and pepper, onion powder, and then you're going to dredge those medallions in that seasoned flour and sear them in some light olive oil on medium-high heat until they're golden brown, and then set them aside on a platter. Then you're going to put an equal portion of butter and light olive oil and deglaze your pan and add your sliced onions and mushrooms. Saute those until the mushrooms are browned and the onions are caramelized. Mm-hmm. Then add garlic for just a minute, and then you're going to put in a little bit of flour or cornstarch and make your roux. Add Marsala wine or white wine, depending on what you have. Don't go out and buy anything special. Use what you've got.
Okay.
Deglaze the bottom of the pan. Stir in a half a cup of sour cream. Then, after that beautiful sauce is made, you're going to return that cooked pork to the pan and adjust your salt and pepper. And then you're going to add your favorite pasta to the dish. I usually use penne for this, but you can use fettuccine too. Add it to the pan and just do that final cooking of your pasta in the sauce. That's the way the Italians do it.
There you go.
And it's mm-hmm. always right that mm-hmm. way. And then you've got this delicious meal to serve up to your family. You can even throw some broccoli in there. I've done that before. That's really tasty. Want to see the recipe and all the other recipes we've done for that pork loin that's on sale at F&L Market? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
This is my theme song this morning. I got a clown to the left of me, I got a joker on the right.
Oh, what Janet has to endure during the breaks around
y'all don't,
here.
Y'all don't even know. I mean, it is. I should get hazard pay some mornings. This morning being one of them.
She is definitely stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the breaks, sometimes Trey Lyle, who can be heard at 5 o'clock on Fast Lane with Ed Lane on our CBS Sports affiliate at 93.3. Anyway. Did I get it right? Yes, I did. Anyway, yeah, the puns are flying back and forth. And poor Janet brought me in some venison
sausage balls. Yeah,
and they were taken away during the break
because
Trey said a bad joke and I laughed. So I was not only penalized.
Encourage him.
He was penalized for telling a bad joke. I was penalized for laughing.
You've been sharing a few bad jokes yourself
this morning.
Have. But here I am stuck in the middle with y'all. So it's okay, guys. We'll suffer them together. So one of the things that I really don't like is, especially in the morning, I like orange juice in the morning. But what's
too.
The biggest problem with orange juice in the morning? If you brush your teeth before
You get the pulp if you're a pulp person.
Well, but no.
I'm a high pulp person.
If you brush your teeth, it ruins the taste of your orange juice.
It does.
It's awful.
Yeah, it does change the taste. I agree.
Well, Tropicana is venturing off into the dental hygiene department.
You're kidding. They're going to make an orange-flavored toothpaste that doesn't screw up the taste of their orange juice.
Yep.
My gosh. See, this is what R&D is all about. Research and development, people.
In an Instagram post, or as Mark Lamb calls it, an Instagram post, the company says, toothpaste ruins OJ. So we've made a limited edition Tropicana toothpaste.
Oh, they teamed up. Yeah, they got it all together. Maybe they're working with Crest or one of those companies. I hope.
Apparently, the only way they can do it is to you have to go on Instagram, I guess.
Okay.
Instagram is encouraging consumers to commit to comment on its Instagram page.
Okay.
And then you can get a fresh surprise. I think it's a great idea.
I have Instagram, believe it or not. I don't use it. That's why I call it
Instagram. Yeah.
There it is. There's the icon. See it on my phone?
I do.
I'm getting ready to push.
A spokesperson said Tropicana toothpaste is different from other toothpaste because mm-hmm. it's specifically designed to protect the delicious taste of orange juice. Okay. I think this could be a thing.
I think
I'm a little late to the game. I didn't know that had been invented. But
so what do I need to type in? Tropicana?
I guess.
Tropicana.
I don't know. But I think it's a great idea.
Toothpaste.
So.
Let's see what happens.
So, you know, we had some memes going around this week about being careful when you're on the road. And it said drive with cake mm-hmm. instead of drive with care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been having some issues with the mobile alert devices. Apparently, Virginia's not alone. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reassuring the public that the Batman villain, the Joker, right. is not on the loose after a staff member sent an emergency alert to mobile devices.
Missouri
residents received alerts from the Highway Patrol warning the citizens of Gotham City to be on the look for a purple and green 1978 Dodge 3700 GT. 3700 GT yeah. with the license plate number You Kid Me, a description that matches the vehicle used by Nicholson in the 89 film Batman.
Right.
The law enforcement agency explained in a Twitter post that the clown prince of crime is not on the loose in Missouri, which does not have a place called Gotham City.
Right.
And it was meant to be a test message. I appreciate the creativity of it. There was no alert, the Highway Patrol tweeted.
It's not quite War of the Worlds with what's his name.
It was meant to be a routine test of Missouri's blue alert system. Well, at least they sent one that you knew wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
What if they had done
my gosh, like War of the Worlds, the aliens uh-huh. have landed, that radio drama that people literally thought it was happening because that's all they had was radio.
Apparently, they do regularly test the blue alert system to ensure it works properly when needed. During the test, an option was incorrectly selected. Oops. And that went out. See, I would love to get... some people may have been upset about it. Yeah. I would have thought it was funny.
Where's Orson Welles when you need him?
There have been a lot of those creative road signs, though, that I've enjoyed. But that one, I think that was definitely... It was supposed to be drive with care.
I like cake better. Especially if it's layered cake.
Well, if you were on I-95, that would have been good advice if you got caught in the storm.
Oh, absolutely. Cake would have kept you alive.
Yeah, if you were driving with cake, you would have been okay.
I mean, I would have walked by Tim Kaine's car eating cake, saying, cake by the ocean, buddy. I'll see you later.
You would have shared.
I would have given him some crumbs, I guess.
You would.
I mean, he is a state senator. He belongs to the most exclusive club of 100 in the world. So I would treat him with a level of respect.
All right. So we want to invite you to make sure you check out Insane Radio Deals. If you haven't done that lately, there are some great deals that you're going to be able to take in. Now, you'll have to tell them exactly what we're doing right now. I think it's buy one, get one half.
Yes.
Is that where we are?
And we kept the Christmas prices. So you're getting like the best deal you've ever gotten in your whole life.
Right.
It's just amazing.
What do we have on there?
Well, we still have Travel Lovers at $33.33. Mm-hmm. Sequest, their $400 interactive bundle, $73.73. Buy two of them, get the next one half off.
That's a great deal.
I mean, you could take, I think it would be eight people then to the whole. This is like their VIP interactive bundle. It includes all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, T4 Tactics, their cleaning gun class, and then their remedial firearm training at the range class. Those are all still up there. I talked to a business just yesterday about doing some advertising with us, and that was one of the options that I gave them to do Insane Radio deals. Hopefully they'll come on board with us, which would be great because we are a small business just like they are.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get to touch on this much. Maybe we'll get to talk about it more tomorrow. Okay. But Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who now wants to go as Caitlyn Jenner, yes, has weighed in on this whole swim team fiasco. They have called on the National Collegiate Athletic Association, mm-hmm, to immediately stop transgender athletes like University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas from competing against their biological counterparts.
Right.
Jenner, who is 72, mm-hmm, said yesterday that there is no doubt that the rules need to be changed, just as the NCAA Board of Governors were meeting to review rules on transgender athletes. Mm-hmm. This is what the quote was. All of this woke world that we are living in right now simply is not working, said Jenner, mm-hmm, who won a gold medalist as Bruce, of course, yeah, in the decathlon, mm-hmm, in the 1976 Montreal.
My Wheaties hero.
They said, I feel sorry for other athletes that are out there, especially at Penn or anywhere else that they're competing against, because in the woke world, you have to say, oh my gosh, this is great. It is not great.
Wow.
I've said from the beginning, biological boys should not compete against biological girls. Mm-hmm. This woke world we're living in simply isn't working. She went on Fox News and said, we need to protect women's sports. The NCAA needs to make the right decision. I think that's probably the best thing is to stop this right now. Mm-hmm. Jenner's comments came on the heels of backlash faced by Thomas, 22, who currently holds the NCAA's fastest women's time this season.
Yeah.
Not a woman.
And you know one thing that he pointed out in that, because you sent me that link yesterday, he said men's hands are bigger, which means they can cut, mm-hmm, more water and make, it's like having a big paddle versus sending somebody out there with a 2x4 and asking them to paddle the boat.
Jenner said, not sure why Thomas chose to swim against women after competing for 3 years on the men's team. Doing right. so is bad for the transgender community, mm-hmm, and women's sports. It's Agreed. Unfortunate this is happening. I don't know why it's happening. She knows when she's swimming, she's beating the competition by 2 laps. She was yeah. born a biological boy, yeah. raised as a biological boy. Her cardiovascular system's bigger, respiratory system is bigger, hands are bigger, mm-hmm. can swim faster. Yeah. That's known. Mm-hmm. I hope that people will listen.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't agree with some of the choices Jenner's made. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Right.
But I respect that at least there's some common sense speaking through.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not fair, it's not right, and it shouldn't be happening. So, we'll see.
Kardashian's only screwed up most of his life.
Right.
Not That's the right. whole thing.
Also, that wig is not flattering, Bruce. Just putting that out there.
Hey, Friday Funnies beginning right now. We'll have that tomorrow.
That was good advice,
It
Mark.
Was good advice. Now, right. I know he probably could use a good...
Look, he's got a lot of money, so...
Yeah, he could afford
we'll
all kinds of
We'll see you tomorrow,
staff.
Guys. Looking forward to Friday.
Yeah. Make today awesome. We'll do it again, as Janet said. Friday Funnies on the way and more stories. And we'll see what happens. You just never know what's going to happen. We'll see you then.
You're listening to the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WGN.